why not write two separate apps? Why not make one, you know, for one specifically a server, one specifically a client, and then you can pick and choose what you want.
Yes, the server's up again. Yay.
Yeah, Aaron, I'm screwing around with trying to get this thing to work unattended so that if I go away and the computer reboots, it'll take care of itself. I'm running a server. I shouldn't have to be here to click, you know, okay on a dialog box to allow the thing to accept incoming connections, for instance. I shouldn't have to do that. But if the computer reboots and even if I had it set up to automatically start, that's what would happen. Or if I went in Pulseway and I typed in the command, because you can execute commands in a terminal, and I did that. Okay, it did launch it, but then the OS would pop a dialog up saying, "Would you like to allow TT5SRV to accept incoming connections?" And then say, "Clicking deny may limit the application's ability to receive incoming connections." So then you click OK. Well, I can't do that remotely. So, what's the point? So if I can bypass that somehow and get it
Go
to
with doesn't have a
properly,
specific MBDA add-on.
then that would be nice.
Okay.
But I hope this person is still on AppleVis that was working on a screen reader for the Mac. I hope they succeed at it. Because they want to
I
build
can
something
give you
like
that.
huh?
You stupid team talk.
Because this person apparently they want to develop an NVDA-like screen reader for the Mac. The nice thing about that would be then you could you know you guy could set it up so you could do remote access. You can do that on a Mac anyway. There's a way to do it. You can either use, well, I don't know current versions of Mac OS have Telnet in them, but they used to. You can Telnet into a machine. There is an app remote desktop, and you can get that from the Mac App Store. It's $80.
Well, party boy, I could give you the Gold Wave add-on that I've got, but I'm not sure if there's a newer version out now than what there is.
Okay. I'll ask Kevin.
And it don't require a stupid key, but you're thinking of the Gold Wave programming license key I've got, don't you?
Okay. I'll ask Kevin.
So if there was a gold wave, was there a silver wave at one time? Or did you start out with gold? Or did you like Ashton Tate
Happy
and
days.
D-Base too?
Ron.
Niceness, 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 niceness.
Oh yeah.
Niceness, niceness. Yeah.
The Ron Meister is in the house. So let's get ready to rumble.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
Ron, can I help